Kia ora and hello. I've been asked to tell you about No Labels, the radio show for, by, and about people living with disabilities. The show offers interviews and news about the disability sector in Aotearoa, New Zealand. On Wellington's Access Radio 106.1 FM. Find us on Facebook or go to www.accessradio.org.nz. No Labels, our voice for you on Access Radio.
And welcome to our December issue of No Labels. This edition, we have two guests, and our first guest is Minister Upston. Minister, welcome to our show.
Good morning, and it's great to be with you today.
Thank you. And we're recording this show on Monday, the 1st of December. Now, Minister, we've got a couple of announcements this week, but also want to ask you to tell our listeners a little about you first, if that's okay. Can you tell our listeners why you got involved in politics and what portfolios you hold?
Absolutely. So I've had an interest in politics for a long time. Actually, when I was in primary school, was sort of thinking about what sort of jobs I might like to do. And they all revolved around jobs that helped people. And somewhere along the lines, I decided that being a member of parliament meant I could help a larger number of people. So that became my goal. And I kind of went from there, really. So I've now been in parliament. This is my 17th year.
Wow.
As the Member of Parliament for Taupo, which I love, and I've got a couple of extra jobs now in government, speaking to you today as the Minister of Disability Issues, but I'm also the Minister for Social Development and Employment, for the community and voluntary sector, for child poverty reduction, and also the Minister for Tourism and Hospitality and Deputy Leader of the House. So I've got a few jobs, Thomas, that I'm trying to juggle.
You're not kidding. And they're not little, you know, those are massive portfolios.
But there's lots of overlap between them. And
yeah,
I think that's the real opportunity is not just looking at your individual portfolio in isolation, but how can you leverage by working across portfolios, which
exactly.
is really exciting.
Especially around, like, you know, disability, employment, you know, those go hand in hand. It's certainly one of the areas that the disability community are always, you know, trying to reduce the numbers of disabled people who are on benefits and getting into work. So
absolutely.
So thank you for that. So this week we've got a couple of events coming up. Tomorrow being Tuesday, would you like to tell our listeners about what's happening on Tuesday?
Yes, Tuesday's going to be a really big day. So tomorrow morning we launch the New Zealand Disability Strategy. This will be the third strategy. This one's quite different, though, in that it will be a 5-year strategy, not 10, and it is very action orientated. It's been very clear since I've been in this role, actually longer. I've dealt with disability issues a lot as a local MP. There's still many areas of life that disabled people and their families, it's much more difficult than other people. So what I wanted to do was make sure that this disability strategy was action orientated and we could actually show within the 5 years that we had produced results, which I think is really important. We want it to have an impact. We don't want it to be a document that just sits on the shelf. And I've been really pleased at the Ministerial Leadership Group on Disability Issues that I've worked with. You know, there's been a really large interest from my colleagues about what we can do to improve the lives of New Zealanders. So there's a refreshed vision and principles, and we've got goals and actions focusing in 5 areas: employment, which will be no surprise, education, health, housing, and justice. And it's all about really kind of looking at how can we demonstrate improvements. So if I look at employment, which you've already mentioned, it is so, so critical in terms of people's participation in their communities, their ability to earn an income. And what we do know is that there is a, you know, disproportionately larger number of disabled people who live in challenging economic times. And one of the barriers to that is employment. So we do want to see more disabled people having meaningful work and careers. And that's why it is exciting that I hold the social development and employment portfolio as well, which means that we can support that work. If I look at health, for example, health want to make sure the system is more accessible and inclusive, looking at tools for self-determination and supported decision making. We know for all New Zealanders, agency is really important, but I've really heard that clearly from disabled people. They want to be making decisions and choices about their lives, about their treatment, about their health. In housing, really looking at what is clear and agreed definitions of what accessible housing is, and then we can make sure we're making progress for more accessible housing. There's also a social housing review underway, and I'm really clear that there'll be a group of New Zealanders who will permanently need assistance with housing. And so, how do we make sure that housing is accessible and meets the needs of disabled people?
I guess housing is a real challenge because as a lot of people age, disability or the ability to get up and down stairs or step over into a bath become more of an issue.
Yes, yeah, that's right. And one of the things we also need to make sure is that our social housing is, basically the meets the needs of the population we're looking after. And there's a real demand at the moment for one bedroom houses or units. And that's where we've got a significant shortage. But we also need to say, how is the housing stock suitable for the needs we have, but as you rightly say, suitable for the needs in future years as well. And as people age, their mobility is affected, and accessibility becomes more of a challenge. If I just quickly touch on the other two
Certainly.
areas of the strategy, education is a big one. The Budget 25 had the biggest single investment in learning support ever. And so the work in the strategy is really about earlier identification of children's learning needs and also looking at how can we reduce the wait times for specialist learning support. So that will be a significant one. And that really links to employment as well, because we need to ensure that disabled children get better access to earlier learning support in school. And also that area of transitions is really important. And I've met with some great organisations who are supporting better transitions so that young people are better prepared for employment and there's a stronger pathway. And the final area is justice. And one of the areas we're looking at there is looking at early intervention to prevent young people going into the justice system. And so that's another area. The sort of wider piece of work that goes throughout the strategy is accessibility. And if you think about accessibility, it touches on all of those five areas in the strategy, but everyday lives of disabled people are affected by accessibility. So that will be a key thread that goes throughout the strategy. And it also picks up on 14 of the 17 remaining recommendations from the UN Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. So that's what we're going to be launching tomorrow morning at Parliament, which is going to be really exciting.
It will be, and looking forward to being there as well tomorrow. So later this week on the it's going to be a busy week. On the
It is.
third, there's another celebration.
Yes, of course, the third is International Day of Disabilities. And the theme this year is Fostering Disability Inclusive Societies for Advancing Social Progress, which I think is very timely. So it'll be perfect that we would have launched the strategy the day before. And I know that there's a number of organisations who are recognising the International Day of Disabilities. Excuse me, got a frog in my throat.
That's quite okay.
And so that'll be a really important day for kind of looking at not just what we have to do going forward, but also recognising the progress that we've made. So that will be an important day of celebration. And as I said, I think one of the things we'll be highlighting this year is Minister Stanford's record investment into learning support. You know, that really is a game changer. If I think about the probably the gnarliest challenges I've had as a local MP is advocating for families with children with disabilities or learning disabilities in particular. And it's been incredibly challenging. So that additional funding means extending the early intervention service in ECE, meeting increased demand for the ongoing resource service or ORS, and there'll be a learning support coordinator in all schools, which will be absolutely remarkable. And it really is the most significant investment in learning support this generation. So that's really exciting. So I'm sure that'll be one that we're highlighting on Wednesday as the International Day of Persons with Disabilities.
Wonderful. Look, thank you, Minister. I know you've got to rush off somewhere else, but really appreciate your time. And I know our listeners will get online and talk to friends and find out more about the refresh to the New Zealand Disability Strategy. So thank you so much for joining us, and look forward to hearing more tomorrow at the launch. Thank you, Minister.
Excellent. Thanks, Thomas.
We arise each morning, facing another climb. Where others see a road, we see mountains to survive. But look how far we've come. We're stronger than before. Every scar is our medal. Every step opens a door. We are the dreamers who won't stay asleep. We move mountains step by step, leap by leap. Though the world may see the things we cannot do, we'll shine bright, 'cause we know our truth. The quiet voices that carry through the noise, living proof that resilience has its own unique voice. Our bodies may have limits, but our spirits don't break. We paint our skies in color, every challenge we remake.
Okay, so our second guest today is Ben O'Meara. Ben has been with us on the show not that long ago. Ben, welcome back. I bet you
Thanks,
didn't think
Tom.
you'd come me back so soon.
No, a bit of a surprise.
Okay, so the minister talked to us this morning about the New Zealand Disability Strategy and the International Day that's coming up on the 3rd. But there's been a lot of other stuff that's been happening at Whaikaha, and I was wondering if you might want to give us a bit of a recap on a couple of those and maybe talk a little about the strategy and the sort of feedback that we've received to date. So I'll hand it over to you and leave you to talk to us and about various topics.
All right, thanks, Thomas. It might be good just to start with the strategy, since
Sure.
that's what we talked about last time.
Yep.
And at the time we caught up, I think it was out for consultation,
It
and we talked
was.
a bit about the processes that people could use to feed in. And so, in terms of the feedback we got on the strategy itself, people were supportive of the intent, particularly of the kind of vision and principles part of the strategy. And those parts of the strategy are really important because they guide all of the work of government agencies, not just in the five focus areas, but also across all the other work that we do. People were supportive of the focus on inclusion and lived experience, but they weren't hugely confident that the strategy would by itself improve the outcomes in people's lives. So they felt it was kind of useful and would take us forward, but probably wasn't enough by itself and didn't have kind of enough heft, I suppose, to really change things. A number of people felt that the strategy should be simpler and more straightforward, and then others felt that they didn't have enough detail. So we got quite mixed feedback on that. And people were very keen on things around measurability, accountability, and implementation. There were some key things that people felt we'd really skimmed over the top of, missed out, hadn't given enough recognition. One of those things was the Enabling Good Lives principles. And the other things were around significant accessibility issues, such as transport and the built environment, is very important. And probably finally, people were particularly concerned about differences in support across ACC, the health system, and the disability support system. And you'll know, Thomas, that that's not a new thing.
No, it's
That
been
has
around
been
for a long
around for a
time.
very long time. Finally, government systems are often difficult to navigate and, I guess, combine in ways that support people's whole lives, which very much goes to the Enabling Good Lives vision. So hopefully, when people get to have a look at the strategy itself, they'll see that we've made some changes to reflect that, particularly in the recognition of things like Enabling Good Lives, and making that more prominent. There's a couple of additional actions that have been added to the strategy, and we've included a much more substantive monitoring and measurement section in the back of it. And we're still doing more work on that into the new year, and we'll have more material to share as we develop the monitoring approach. Just to, oh, sorry,
Yeah,
go.
no, I was going to say, so that's all being launched as we're recording this on Monday. It's all being launched tomorrow, being Tuesday, and that's the same day the show will go to air as well, which is really great.
Really keen for people to jump online on our website, and we have summaries of the main sections of the strategy, and we've got those summaries in alternate formats, and we have both English and Te Reo Māori versions of the strategy, and so hopefully the content is reasonably accessible. It's there in its full glory for those who want to have a long read, and then there's kind of top level content. So yeah, and of course we're here if people have questions. Always happy to answer those.
Which is great. And there's been a couple of other things that have been happening at Waikaha, I understand. Of course, we had the launch of the New Zealand Sign Language just recently, and I understand there's an internship program happening at Waikaha. Maybe you could tell our listeners about those two as well.
The New Zealand Sign Language Strategy has been another big project for the New Zealand Sign Language Board and Whaikaha this year. We got 80 submissions on that strategy, including 19 submissions in NZSL. And the main focus of the strategy is it's kind of got a dual focus for those who use NZSL in their everyday lives as a part of either everyday communication or supporting others who are using NZSL, and then a kind of wider building engagement focus for NZSL overall. And these two approaches are called energize and integration. So to energize the use of NZSL for those who are already significant users of it, and to integrate it more into everyday life for others. And so that's really the key focus of the New Zealand Sign Language Strategy. And of course, the NZSL board will continue to oversee the implementation of the strategy throughout next year and beyond. So in terms of internship programs, the internship program, so the stats show that of disabled people who are not currently in work, about three quarters would really like to work or would like more work. So that's a huge number. And you know, there are lots of barriers around employment. Some of them are accessibility barriers, others are attitudinal barriers. And so we're kind of really aware in the public service that we need to do our bit to support disabled people to be a part of the public service, not only you know, because of the benefits for disabled people, but also for the wider community of having the perspectives of disabled people in the workforce. And so this year we've launched an across-government internship scheme, which is kind of awesome. An interesting kind of personal fact is that I started in the public sector in a program which was a scholarship to go to university and then some summer work after I'd finished. And that was in 1990, so that was a very long time ago. So these sorts of things are back, which is awesome because I know that they work. And so this time, though, this is across government. And so there are 13 interns. We had a huge level of interest in some instances from people who've had real difficulty finding work after completing their study. And there are 10 interns across the 13 agencies who, sorry, there are 13 interns across the 10 agencies who are supporting those interns over the summer period. And some agencies have taken two people because of the caliber of the candidates. So there are people in Ministry of Education, NEMA, National Emergency Management Agency, Ministry for the Environment, NZQA, and of course some here at Whaikaha. So so
That
we're
is
really
really
excited
good.
about that because you know, after the summer period, it will have hopefully helped agencies build their confidence in working with disabled people, and the often quite, you know, straightforward adaptations that are needed, but also will have given people a real stepping stone. I think one of the stats, I don't know where I get this from, but is that the level of work experience opportunities that are taken up or available for disabled young people is quite a lot less than it is for, you know, I know my own kids, for example, have part-time work, which, you know, I think they've kind of got through word of mouth. They've re that they're not disabled, and so it just seems to connect much more easily. There's not specific things that need to be done to just get that first stepping stone of a part-time job. So, yeah.
I know when MSD did a whole lot of work some years ago around part-time work, holiday type work, etc. It was very clear that there was a huge imbalance between disabled students and non-disabled students, and who was getting part-time work and who was getting, you know, holiday work, etc. It was
Yeah, and that's
quite
really
large.
important
It
because
is.
you know, like when you when all of us look at CVs for people who are coming out of the tertiary system, we look at both any employment that they've had as well as their study stuff. So actually, these opportunities are really valuable. And I think also, we all have worries about people whether or not we as employers are able at times to meet the needs of disabled people. And so it's building employer confidence is also really,
Yeah,
really
and
important.
building confidence for those on the internship program as well. Yeah, which is really important. Hey Ben, look, thank you for giving us a quick snapshot. Hopefully in the new year we're going to be coming back to by car, because there are a number of other things we know that are happening and would be great to get some more input on. So thanks heaps for joining the show, and good luck with the New Zealand strategy launch, and look forward to catching up soon. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Thomas. See you next time.
Thanks.